أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 160 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last ayah, in ayah number 159, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it clear that some of the Bani Israel, some of the followers of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was such that they adhered to the kitab and they fulfilled the commandments of Allah and they were just. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the errors, some of the sins, the disobedience that was committed by the Bani Israel. Some many ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about that great miraculous rescue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Fir'aun and granted Musa alayhi salam, the people of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, from the tyranny of Fir'aun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the waters and then they were able to cross and Fir'aun had drowned. They were in Egypt that all of this had taken place. We would remember that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had come from Mulk al-Sham, that is the Levant, ancient Syria, from Al-Quds. And from there he had traveled from the place called Canaan. He had traveled to Egypt. And all of that we know that happened. Then the Bani Israel had its roots in Egypt. Now the tyranny, 4 centuries had gone by. Allah had given them victory. Now in their land, the Mulk of Sham, the area of ancient Syria, whether it was Palestine, Canaan, Al-Quds, all of it were taken over by a community known as the Amaliki people, the Amalekites. They were a very powerful nation, but at the same time a very oppressive nation. Now the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come that you need to go back to your land. And when you go back to your land, we will give you sovereignty of the land. In other words, you were slaves right the years in Egypt, right throughout that entire period. Now we will take you to your own land and we will give you sovereignty of that land. You people will, under the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have ownership and there will be governance that will be in the hands of the Bani Israel, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the leaders, etc. When the Bani Israel had heard about the exceptional power and strength of the Amaliki people, they did not want to go forth and they refused to fight. And they said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, "Wa na'udhu billah, you and your Allah go forth, inna hauna qa'idun, we will secure." In other words, we will watch to see whatever you have to do. It was at that time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had enclosed them in a land that was, according to some narrations, about 10 miles long. And in this land, that land had no shade, no shelter, no buildings. There was no water, it was barren, there was nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them into this land, and the punishment was that for a period of 40 years, they continued walking this land. They would walk in the morning, they would become tired by the evening, and when they would get up the next morning, they would find that they are where they were the previous day. And again they would start this journey, and again they would sleep the night, they would get up to find that we are here today, where we were yesterday. And in this way, it was a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'm giving you a land free of charge, you don't want to take it, so now spend this 40 years in this land. However, there were some needs of insan that they required. One need, like here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the discussion, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُ مُثْنَتَي عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. The need was that of water. And they had then requested Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that pray to Allah, make dua to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Musa alayhi salam, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent wahi to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when his people sought water from him, anidrib biasak al hajar, that strike with your asa, with your staff, with your rod, strike the hajar, strike the rock or the stone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then let the waters gush out. Allah says, fam bajasat. فَانْفَجَرَتْ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنْفَجَرَ يَنْفَجِرُ means to gush out in abundance with great force. فَانْبَجَسَتْ also means to gush out but not with such great force. So the ulama have stated that when he struck the rod, the water began to gush out but not with force. But as time went by, the waters came out in force, and hence Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had created 12 different places from where the water had come out from this rock, one for each of the tribes. That we will remember, the Bani Israel, Israel was Yaqub alayhi salam, they were the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, each one had his own family, and that made up the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. So there was no pushing, there was no haggling, each one knew where to take his water from, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, from bajatat minhu thnata ashrata aina, there were 12 springs, 12 fountains, 12 points from where the water had gushed out. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ, and each one of the tribes had known their place of drinking, their place of seeking their water, and in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala resolved the issue of the water. Now again, there was no shade, there was no shelter, it was extremely hot, and now they required some kind of shelter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. Allah Ta'ala says that we had shaded them with al-ghamam, a thin white cloud that would come between them and the sun, and that cloud would remain between them and the sun, and they had this cloud cover from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that again, although it is a punishment, but look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Raziq, Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained even when they were disobedient to Allah Ta'ala insofar as going forth in jihad fi sabilillah is concerned. That is Allah, He is Ghafoor, He is Rahim. And then, of course, the occasion had come also that they now required food, because for how long can they go without food? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ والسلوى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we sent upon them al-man and salwa. Al-man, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that this was a kind of food that Allah ta'ala had granted. However, Sayyidina Qatada rahimahumullah has expressed that from the time of Subh Sadiq, from the time when Sehri ends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down an icy white thing, whiter than milk, and it was sweeter than honey, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down to the Bani Israel. And some have said that, like Mujahid rahimahumullah, it was sweet, it was like a sweet meat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would grant them. And together with that, Allah ta'ala says, as-salwa. Salwa is a partridge, or it is a quail. A quail is the smaller version of a partridge, either that or the partridge. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent, Allah ta'ala used to cause a breeze, and that breeze used to let these birds come into the area. All they had to do was pick it up, slaughter it and eat it. But the one command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was that both manna and salwa, they will not hoard. Whatever you require for the day, that you will eat. Whatever you need from manna and salwa for today, you will eat, but you will not store for tomorrow. In other words, Allah Ta'ala was teaching them this concept of tawakkul. I sent it to you today, I will send it to you tomorrow. But no, the Bani Israel had the fear that perhaps tomorrow the sustenance, the rosy may not come. And then some of them began to hoard and they began to store. We find in the Mubarak hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had it not been for the Banu Israel, then food would have never got rotten. Your meat and whatever you would have had, you would have never required the cold storage that you have. Multi-billions of rands has to be spent to bring your food, to bring your meat and all other products from one place to the other. This was all the doings of the Banu Israel. Then Allah Ta'ala said, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum," that eat from the tayyibat, eat from the pure things. Ma razaqnakum, that we had sustained you with. This is a command that Allah had given them. This is the command that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Look at their sustenance. There was no effort. Allah Ta'ala had granted it to them. Allah Ta'ala had, so to say, given it to them on their plate. Now all of this Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا, that we had not oppressed them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they had oppressed themselves. They had become oppressive on themselves, that on the one hand they refused to participate in jihad fi sabilillah, and on the other hand Allah Ta'ala told them not to store. They stored that food. And for us is the lesson that even whatever our state is, our condition is, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, that there is no moving creature on this earth, but upon Allah Ta'ala is the sustenance. It comes in the riwayat, can we understand that for 40 years, if a newborn child was born on that day, the first day, at the end of that exercise, that child would have been a man of 40 years old. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's true exceptional miracles was this, that their clothes would never get dirty. There was never a need for them to have washed their clothes. Their clothes didn't fray, so they didn't have to change their clothes. And together with the child and the persons, the clothes also grew as the person grew. And that was also a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.